Welcome to the Popcorn Talk Network, for the online broadcast network that features movie discussion, news, and interviews. Press one.
Popcorn Talk. We talk movies.
From the Popcorn Talk Network, the number one online broadcast network for movie talk, this is the Cosplay Coach. Costume breakdowns and tips and tricks to create your own. And now, the coach herself, Meredith Placco.
Just friends.
I know, I was going to say, Meredith Placco, where's Meredith? Where is Meredith? Well, she is busy at the Paramount lot right now, watching a screening of Terminator Genesis. Whatever, Meredith. Couldn't come hang out with us. She's too cool for us now. Welcome, guys, to the Cosplay Coach. As you can see, Meredith is not here, but that's okay. We will soldier forth without her. If anybody is confused, since I am very heavily in disguise this week, I am Emma Fife. I will be lead hosting in Meredith's stead. You can find me on Twitter at Emma Fife. And I am joined by an absolutely fantastic panel today.
I am Elena Jordan. You can find me on Twitter at Elena Jordan.
I am Michelle Chubby Bunny. You can find me on Twitter at I am Chubby Bunny.
And those of you who watched the Pride and Prejudice episode, you probably recognize Michelle.
Or not, because I had green hair.
But you might recognize her Twitter handle. But, you know, the thing about Michelle is she had a Jane Austen bridal shower and a Sailor Moon wedding. So,
so cool.
Basically, she's living my dream, and how can we not invite her back for this episode? Just before we go on, guys, I just want to remind everybody to head on over to iTunes, make sure that you subscribe to this podcast, rate, give us 5 stars, leave us a review. We love hearing from you guys, and also be sure to go over to iTunes, to YouTube as well, because this is a very visual show. It kind of lends itself very well to being a video rather than an audio medium. And while you're over there on YouTube, make sure you subscribe as well, and give us a thumbs up. So, we are in the midst of our Road to Comic-Con series. San Diego Comic-Con is coming up July 9th through the 12th, and we want you to get ready for the biggest convention of the season. But before that, there is another con happening this week in Los Angeles. Actually, at the time that this airs, it will already be happening. I want to mention that we are pre-taping this episode, so though it will air live and you'll be able to chat with one another in the chat room, we will not be responding to you because we will not be here, because Michelle and I will both be at the con that I previously mentioned. That is Anime Expo. And, you know, what better topic to cover when it comes to anime cosplay than Sailor Moon?
Yay.
It's kind of the, I don't know,
go-to.
It's kind of a go-to, yeah.
There's so many cosplayers now. Last year was really big, but this year's going to be nuts, though, I think.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, Sailor Moon Day is on Friday, get ready. It's going to be amazing.
Sailor Moon is like the gateway drug to the rest of anime.
It is the gateway drug to the rest of anime.
It's the original.
Sorry,
it
is hot.
It's so true. Especially in the U.S. It was definitely my gateway drug into anime. And I think that critics would agree that Sailor Moon is quite possibly the most famous shoujo anime manga, definitely in the U.S. And it was created by Naoko Takeuchi. She wrote the story and she illustrated it as well. The original manga was serialized in Nakayoshi from December 1991 to February of 1997, with the original anime series airing on TV Asahi from March 1992 to February of 1997.
We were such babies back then.
I know. So young, and we didn't get here until 1995.
Yeah, was it 5 or 6?
95, five, yeah, okay. That's when it started airing.
So I remember thinking, like, oh my gosh, I'm the same age as her, or whatever.
Yeah.
So we were right around that
Yeah,
area.
Well, when it started airing on Toonami in, like, 98, 2000, I was about 14-ish then, so okay, I remember thinking, oh, I'm the same age as these characters, but
you
I feel
you
like
you guys just found out that I'm older than
her. You guys know what just happened. But I feel like they're so much older than me, because they're so tall, and they drive cars.
Yeah, right?
They don't drive cars, but Tuxedo Mask does drive a motorcycle. But anyway, the entire series was an expansion upon Takeuchi's previous one-off manga codenamed Sailor V. And when Toei Animation proposed that they wanted to do an anime series of Sailor V. She developed it so that Sailor Venus, who I am dressed as today, minus one glove because I can't operate my computer with two gloves on. So they made it so that she was part of a team. The series was so popular that even though Takeuchi had only intended for it to be one story arc long, it ultimately spanned 5 story arcs, 52 manga chapters, and 200 animated episodes.
There was a lot. Just a couple.
Yeah, they did one or two things about Sailor Moon in the 90s. In addition to the manga and the original anime series, Sailor Moon has been adapted into musicals, light novels, trading card games, a tabletop RPG. Did you guys ever see that tabletop RPG book?
No.
I believe that was only in the U.S., but
we had the card game, too.
Oh, yeah, like totally. I had the trading card game. Yes.
If we do not play this tabletop RPG, we have failed life.
I think
I'm just saying.
Probably get it on eBay, and we should probably do
it. It doesn't
that.
Have to be good. It'll still be brilliant.
No, it just the fact that it exists is amazing. And it was also adapted into video games and a live-action television series entitled Pretty Guardian Sailor Moon. And, of course, if you're a Sailor Moon fan, you know that a reboot anime series started airing in July of last year entitled Sailor Moon Crystal. It's been simulcasting on Hulu, Crunchyroll, and Viz Media streaming site on the first and third Saturday of every month. And it's a good time. I'm really enjoying it.
We won't get into that.
Animation issues aside, let's talk a little bit about the costumes of Sailor Moon, because I could talk about all the various, like, components of Sailor Moon, versions of Sailor Moon, all day long. I do it on a podcast. It's called Love and Justice. If you like Sailor Moon, you should listen to it. You can also watch me on the Sailor Moon Crystal show here at AfterBuzz. But costumes.
So basically, Emma hates Sailor Moon and knows nothing.
Yeah, I know nothing about Sailor Moon, guys. I don't spend a lot of my time thinking about it. Yes, so when Nako Takeuchi was developing Codename Sailor V, she wanted to create a story about girls in outer space, and it was her editor, Fumio Osano, who suggested that they wear Sailor Fuku, which are really basically just the regular Japanese school uniforms. Mm-hmm. That's pretty much the style you see at any given school in Japan, for the most part.
Which is why Japan is awesome.
I know. They wear such cute school uniforms. I remember being so jealous of their school uniforms even when I was watching Sailor Moon as a kid.
I know. Like, as a preteen, I was like, wait. This, in real life, they dress like this and they get to wear that all the time? Just class? I want that.
I know. Exactly. It would be so much easier than thinking about what you were going to wear to school every day. Takeuchi's original designs were all slightly different from one another. Unlike in the final version, they appear fairly uniform. So you can see I included an image
so
of
cute.
Those original sketches.
They were so, space girls.
They were. They were space girls. Space they all girls. Had goggles.
I really like those costumes a lot. I see people cosplay them.
Yeah, they're really cute. Well, and I mean, the Sailor Venus one, it ultimately does look a lot like the costume we saw in the Codename Sailor V manga. And Sailor Moon's is not too different. Right. And she did have goggles like that originally in the manga. Like, when she first transformed, she has them. And then
she throws them away.
She throws them away. Never to be seen again. Kind of like
Tuxedo Mask in La Reconquista. But, you know.
That's neither here nor there. Yes.
That's a rave for another day or another podcast.
In the manga, their uniforms are slightly more detailed than what we all saw in the original anime series, which I think that most people in the U.S., like, that is what they were introduced to, was when the dub that was dubbed by Deke and ultimately Cloverway started airing on U.S. TV, and that kind of was our gateway into discovering more Sailor Moon. But Mix and Tokyopop started releasing the manga, and I remember reading it as a kid and seeing their costumes, and they are all actually, like, a little bit different from one another. They've got a couple more little details on them. Like, Sailor Moon has her hair clips. If we go on to the next image, I think you can see them all. There they are in their full manga giraffe-like glory.
Are they jumping off a mountain? Or that mountain's, like, real small?
You know
what I'm saying? Like, that scale's not super good.
Yeah, well, you know.
You know what I heard?
It's artistic interpretation.
I heard that Nagu Takeuchi couldn't really draw feet super well, so she tends to try to hide them when she can.
Yeah.
So you can only see, like, 3 feet.
That's how I feel about hands. Yes, so it's things like, you know, Sailor Venus had, like, the chain around her waist, and Sailor Mars had that little, like, brooch that she wore on, like, the V part of her skirt.
Yeah.
And Sailor Jupiter, even in some drawings, had, like, this little rose belt.
Venus had belts.
Yeah, which ultimately was restored once Pretty Guardian Sailor Moon came about. Sailor Jupiter wore that belt around her waist. Yes, but the It's interesting. The Fuku in the manga start off more sort of detailed and individual from one another, and then as they evolve into their, like, super and eternal selves, they actually become less... They lose some of their, like, little interesting details.
Yeah.
So, like, Venus doesn't have the chain anymore, and nobody has belts, and nobody has little accessories. Like, eventually they all end up looking fairly uniform, both in the super form and also in the eternal form, where they have the puffy sleeves, which I think is the next image I have up there.
Yeah, there they all are, laying in a circle.
That looks so cute in the drawing, but when you see it in person, I've never seen it done in a way that looks cute. You
the
know,
puffy sleeves.
Like, it never, it doesn't look cute on, like, anybody.
Yeah, I've never like, the puffy to... sleeves are laying in a circle with holes.
Both of that, okay, both of that.
I don't know, Michelle, I think later we have an image of you laying in a circle.
No, it's because we're not wearing those outfits. Specifically why.
Specifically, if you wear these outfits and lay in a circle, it's not as cute as this picture.
And as I can point out, it's not that cute, so. it's like a five.
Yeah. So the original anime series is sort of the opposite of the manga, where they start off not as detailed, and Sailor Moon's costume gradually moves towards looking more like it did in the manga, incorporating some of the earlier details. So the next image, I think, is all of the ladies. There they are.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, man.
So flatly colored.
So flatly colored.
Y'all get one shade. One shading.
They look so, like, young and, like, round and soft.
Yeah, it's that round, that old, that 90s anime shape everyone, all the anime girls had, was just, like, the roundness of the eyes.
Yeah.
And, like, their bodies are very, like... Like, they drew them, like, just ovals. Everything was an oval.
Yeah,
there
totally.
Were no triangles, just ovals.
Totally. But, I mean, you can see that, you know, there's not nearly as much detail in the costumes as there was in the manga. They're not... Not that they were, like, elegant-looking in the manga, but they're more cartoony-looking, for sure, in the 90s anime series. Though, eventually, once Sailor Moon reached her super transformation, she did get her hair clips back.
Yikes.
Apparently, hair clips were challenging to animate. I don't know. I'm not an animator, so... Don't ask me.
An animator in the 90s.
but in Sailor Moon Crystal, the costumes do retain some of the manga details. So, like, Venus still has the chain. Mm-hmm. I was disappointed that, like, Mars didn't have her little brooch and Jupiter didn't get her little belt.
I almost feel like they just forgot.
Yeah.
They were like, you know what, guys? We don't have any time for this.
I agree.
We can't even get the faces right. Whatever.
Yeah,
let's
totally.
Just get it out.
Yeah,
get
exactly.
It
out. Like, just get it done. It needs to be done now.
Like, you know, when they got, by the time they got to Mars' episode, it was just all like, ah.
I
like,
know. Yeah.
Like, sad melt face. I was like, no, guys, what happened?
The animation was, it left something to
I love that. I love going back and watching it now and being like, as a kid, I was mesmerized. And now I'm like, they didn't even finish
we're talking
frame.
About the new
yeah,
one.
Yeah, we're talking about Crystal.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
It's a rough girl.
Yeah. I mean, not that the 90s anime is perfect by any means.
Yeah, we shouldn't be comparing,
there,
like...
There are certain times when you look at the 90s anime and you're like, ooh, they brought in the B team for this scene.
She has three arms.
Or just one, because it took less time.
Now, in addition to all of the drawn versions of Sailor Moon, there are several live-action interpretations, most famously the musicals.
Mm, girl.
This is what the musical costumes looked like in 1993.
Yeah.
And this is what they looked like in 2013.
Better.
20 years later makes a difference. They do have the, like, multi-skirts and all the... They're super blinged out.
They got really creative with that Gaussian blur in Photoshop, though, in that one.
So. I know. And then, of course, Pretty Guardian.
Yeah, I actually really like this.
I
don't really know anyone else who's seen it besides you.
Yeah, well, if anybody wants to talk about Pretty Guardian Sailor Moon, totally.
Yeah.
I love it. I really love
Pretty
Guardian.
I got it on my computer still.
Yeah, me too.
Those songs were rough. Oof. Every once in a while, they'll come to my iPod because everything's on shuffle.
Yeah.
Dangerous.
Yep.
And I'm like, oh, no.
And you're just going to have Say Lovey stuck in your head for forever.
And they can't, almost none of them can sing.
Yeah, I know.
I think, like, one of them can sing.
Yeah.
It's not Sailor Venus.
Yep. Despite the fact that she is the pop star.
Well, that's just more accurate to life.
Yeah. True. Auto-tune, man.
Auto-tune.
It's a beautiful thing. Yeah. No, and but I actually, I love the way the Sailor Fuku look in Pretty Guardian Sailor Moon. I mean, there's a lot of things in Pretty Guardian Sailor Moon that leave something to be desired visually. The costumes are not one of them. The costumes are pretty great.
The bows, I like how they did them. When I first watched it, I was like, whoa, that's a new way to do them, because they did them as a one layer, like an obi bow almost.
Yeah.
And they look almost like four bows, the way they've done the tails.
Yeah.
And it's really pretty. And then, like, and then when Sailor Mercury becomes evil, spoilers, she gets a black butterfly bow. I was like, oh, I want that.
I know. I totally want
to cosplay.
It's totally
my list of things to cosplay.
Well, the other thing that I really like about these girls, actually, is their wigs. Like, they have such
great wigs in this show where, like, they didn't go for that really yellowy mm-hmm. wig that you see in the, in, like, the musicals. Mm-hmm. The ones in the musicals are better now, but they're still pretty yellow.
I think it's just because stage stuff and film stuff is different.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But also, you know, when they transform into the normal versions in this in PGSM, they just have black hair.
I know, yeah. There's, like, more explanation of, like, why people don't know that these five girls who are running around town together are actually the Sailor Guardians.
Like, are you Sailor Venus? She's like, yes. Our magic masks my ability to recognize me or something. And I was like,
yeah,
all right.
Yeah, yeah.
Cool, man.
Totally. Sure. I buy it. Whatever. Anyway, so let's talk a little bit about how you can make these costumes. Cool story, guys. Simplicity just released a Sailor Moon pattern.
No.
So this is Simplicity 1092. I have not actually gotten my hands on it yet to open it up and take a look at it. But I'm really curious.
Pretty legit Moonrod.
I know. Moonrod is...
It looks like an ice staff with, like, a paper moon tape to it.
With a paper moon on it,
I think it's taped to it.
No, it is. It's really funny.
Is it a selfie stick? I think it's a selfie stick.
Yeah, I think it may be a selfie stick with a paper moon stuck on it. But, you know, I think that the...
If I ever get a selfie stick, I'm doing that.
You're just going to stick a paper moon on
it? Uh-huh.
Perfect. I love it. And then you can walk around in this costume and this wig. Ooh, that...
And it's the one time a selfie stick is acceptable.
I have a selfie stick that's shaped like the Crescent Wand already.
Yes.
All right, you already won.
I'm embarrassed
about it. Yeah, so I'm very interested to get my hands on this and see certainly how, like, certain things, if they're similar or different from the way I did mine, which I kind of made up.
Yeah, everyone has trouble with those little rolls.
Yeah.
The arm rolls and the waist roll is, like, the worst.
That's exactly. Actually, that's what Meredith and I were talking about. So we're like, you know what? This would probably be worth getting just for those hip rolls on the skirt.
If you ever have to make a version of this.
And then I can't even begin to explain to you what's going on with the, like, weird, sort of sexy Chibi Yusa thing.
Yeah, what is that? Does that ever appear anywhere? I think it's just a random thing.
Nope, I think it's just a random thing that they decided to also include,
like,
in the Sailor Moon
costume. I'm gonna style this and get a real Chibi Yusa wig.
Yeah.
Is she wearing boots?
Yeah, her wig's not too bad.
I know, I was like, it'll look quite good.
Yeah, but it's weird. Good. She's like a sexy teenage Chibi Yusa.
Well.
Yeah, but anyway, so...
It's also like, you can also be this.
Yes. Yeah.
Somehow these two things are related.
Which is what a lot of pattern companies do.
It's the same pattern. It's not like anything... I guess the skirt is the same. I
guess the skirt is the same. Yeah, and it looks cool, like it's that double layer skirt like they have in the musicals. I'm curious if it's like a leotard body or not. I'm assuming it is because they're pretty short
skirts.
There's
no way to, like, keep it on you otherwise.
Yeah, exactly. It'll just ride straight up over your hips. Yeah. So anyway, that's Simplicity 1092. I'm interested in picking that up and seeing what's what with that. When I was doing my research, I just wanted to share that I came across this little gem.
Oh.
This McCall's 310. This is an old McCall's Sailor Moon pattern.
Man, they got the poses down.
I know. The little girls on it are crushing
it. Those kids are cooler than I am ever aspired to be.
Yeah.
Like, they...
Yeah. Aww. Why is that one so little on the end?
I don't know. They just got the teeniest little girl to stand in for Mercury.
That's really cute. That's really cute.
Yeah. I'm surprised that I never had this pattern as a kid. I'm surprised, like, I didn't force my mom to get this and make it for me.
When did it come out?
I don't know.
I feel like it looks old to us, but it's probably, like, newish.
Yeah, right.
I just like her Run DMC pose in the cinema. Like, she's just like, I'm a Sailor Scout. Don't mess with me.
I love it. That Sailor Mars is, like, into
it. It's perfect.
It's great.
Aw.
Yes. Now, however, for years, sort of the standard in Sailor Moon pattern making has come from altering, basically, figure skater dress patterns. This is a great one. This is a Quixo 3502, which is, you know, it's a figure skating pattern. It's a leotard with a skirt. That is the basis.
This is one that we've referenced a few times because it's such a good basis to build so many different cosplays off of.
Totally.
Whether it's a superhero to a Sailor Scout to really anything.
Yeah.
It's just a great pattern to have.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, a lot of these quick sew patterns, like their bodysuit patterns and their skater dress patterns, are just super good patterns to have on hand because they work as a really good starting point. And there are actually lots of good tutorials online for basically altering a skater dress pattern and adding all the other little bits and pieces you need in order to make it into your Sailor Fuku. I found a good one on Pinterest, but it's actually from youcancosplay21.tumblr.com. It's their Sailor Fuku tutorial, and it has some nice guidelines for creating things like the hip rolls and the gloves.
That's
adorable. I love it.
And the thing that's so great is this girl, Sparkle Pipsy, was actually just featured on Viz Media's Twitter.
I know her. I met her at... there was a anime idol together. Gonna love me.
I love it.
And she went on stage and sang by herself and did... I don't know if you guys watched Love Live. She did the first song they did. She did like the whole dance by herself and sang. And I swear to God, I just black anime mascara tears. I was like, oh, girl.
That's so awesome.
It was so cute. And I was like, oh, I want to dance with you, girl. I just want to meet you.
Yeah. She's so cute. Well, and I just saw her on Viz Media's Twitter yesterday. Mm-hmm. They tweeted out. They're like, look at this great Sailor Venus she made.
That's great.
For Anime Expo last year.
We'll see her again. We'll see
I'm sure she'll be at AX.
I love it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that tutorial is really good and it's pretty easy to follow. I actually used some guidelines from that, like for making my bows and stuff, but I made them a lot bigger because I wanted to make them more like Pretty Guardian Sailor Moon because I love Pretty Guardian Sailor Moon.
Yeah, I noticed one of the things in costumes, people always change the scale of the bow. Like that's what, you can tell someone made themselves if it looks, they're either too small or they're like, meh, or they're just like, or they're crooked. One of these three things. So it's interesting to see what people think is important about the bow.
Yeah, totally.
As someone who makes bows for a living.
Right,
bow
exactly.
Bow is just such a focal point, too. Bow. I mean, you don't even need the rest of it, and then people immediately go, Sailor Moon.
Yeah. Bow and collar.
Mm-hmm. Totally. So I used some guidelines from this, like, for creating my bows, and as I said, I made them bigger because I wanted it to be like Pretty Guardian Sailor Moon because I love Pretty Guardian Sailor Moon. And I used some of the guidelines for making the chest armor from this as well, because ultimately what I did was I got an $8 Sailor Venus costume from buycostumes.com and went, you know what? I'm not going to be able to get fabric for less than $8, so I might as well pick this up. Mm-hmm. Worst case scenario, I'm out $8. but I found the skirt and the collar to be pretty usable, so I actually detached those from this costume along with the hip rolls so I didn't have to make them, because I know a lot of people struggle with those.
Because they're angled and it's a rumble. It's like, well, how you sew that on?
Yeah, exactly. No, it's super weird. And even attaching it like to the leotard that I ultimately attached it to was kind of weird. Yeah. So I took the skirt and the collar off of this exact costume. As you can see, they have a really nice chest jewel in the middle. It's like a...
Is it a piece of felt?
Yep, it's like a piece of felt, basically. It is.
Is it like one of these?
Yeah.
I love my felt, though.
It's pretty special. No, your felt is beautiful. The felt on that costume was not so beautiful. And so then I used for the main body just a white dance leotard. Mm-hmm. I could have made a leotard, but why?
'Tis a fool's errand to be making things that are very cheap to buy.
Exactly.
Yes. Especially on Amazon.
Yeah, this leotard was $10 on Discount Dance Supply.
Nice.
And it's all that, like, nice reinforced spandex, and it's, like, double layered, and it sucks you in and makes you look skinny. So, you know?
Things,
body shaper leotards are my favorite thing to build anything off of. Because you're just like, undergarments included.
Yeah.
Totally. Yeah, I mean, this leotard is fantastic. And I couldn't make it as well as the professional people who make dance leotards do, so I just got this. And then basically attached the different pieces to it. My chest armor, I wanted to have a little bit of, like, weight to it. I've seen some people, when they make the whole body, they'll sometimes just put, like, an underbust seam to suggest the, like, chest plate armor, but I wanted mine to be separate because it clearly isn't Pretty Guardian Sailor Moon. If you guys haven't caught on to a theme here, I love Pretty Guardian Sailor Moon.
It's very cute.
So I wanted it to be a separate piece. Mm-hmm. So mine is made of white spandex, and I just lined it with fleece to give it a little bit of body to it. So, and that actually was something that they suggested in that Sailor Fukuku tutorial that Sparkle Pepsi did. Hers didn't have side seams in it, and I didn't use the pattern she had. I actually took one of those. I don't know if you guys know those tools. The, like, silver, like, dritzed hem guideline thing. Apparently nobody knows what this is except for me.
I know. Yes.
Anyway, I used that to, like, trace. I'll bring it sometime and be like, this is the thing I was talking about.
Are you talking about a wheel?
No. It's just, like, a flat piece. It's like a flat metal piece that's curved. It is the most useful tool in the world. My mom always had it. She bought me one.
It's not a French curve?
I don't know. It's by Dritz. It's like a hem thing. Mm. I'm gonna.
Cool.
I'll look it up when Elena starts talking story, about bro. Wigs. but yeah. So and then the jewel piece that I made in the center. Well, this is a Christmas ornament.
It's genius.
Yep.
Very
so
good.
Genius. Yep. This is a Christmas ornament that I Dremeled down the little place where you're supposed to put like a hook through. You can buy these at the craft store at like Michael's or wherever. And then, yeah, I just painted the inside of it with acrylic paint.
Done.
Super cheap, super easy. And then my tiara is made from craft foam. I had a friend, she was like, I'll give you some metal. You can make it out of metal. I was like, no.
Why do?
Sun's outside in the heat with metal on my forehead. Yeah. Awesome.
That sounds great. Yeah, don't make your tiara out of metal. If you're going to be outside, it's going to burn your head.
Yeah, man.
Or put fabric on the inside of it. That is absolutely necessary. But no, this one's just made out of craft foam. And there's lots of really good tutorials online for making things out of craft foam. Mm-hmm. This is super, super easy, you know, because basically I just drafted a pattern for it on some newspaper and I drew it on the craft foam. You don't even really need a heat gun to shape this.
Yeah, it's already on elastic band. So
yeah, exactly.
It
it's already on elastic band. I did shape mine a little bit, but you can literally just hold it over.
Well, I guess it would help to not crack the paint once it bends.
Yes, exactly, exactly. And your paint will end up cracking eventually anyway, and you'll
just
have
to repaint
it. Cut
it with hair.
Yeah.
Cut it with hair.
Exactly. That's what I'm doing right now, girl. But if you do need to apply a little heat to something as small as this, just hold it over the burner on your stove for a little while, you know? Not directly in the flames if you have a gas burner, but, you know, if you just need a little heat, it works perfectly well. Mm-hmm. And then I shaped mine a little on a wig head. And then I did prime it with gesso to give it a little, like, texture, which is basically a primer that you use for priming paint canvases. And I spray painted gold, and that's what I did. And glued a jewel at the center.
Very, very well, m'lady.
Thank you very much. Yeah. Yes, and then you can see my completed look. This is at WonderCon this year.
Baby, it's so cute.
I know, yeah. And I did make the chain to go around my waist because I like it. The shoes that I'm wearing now with the costume are actually orange shoes that I got on Amazon for like $15. They're like bright orange work heels. I was like, sounds great.
Yeah.
But the thing that's nice about if you're doing a Sailor Venus is that she wears ankle strap shoes. So ultimately you could just paint some, you know, with like Angela's leather paint, you could paint character shoes because they're ankle strap shoes. Strap. So her shoes are pretty easy.
Or just get a
easy
piece of fabric and just pin it to your
totally
leg.
Oh, I've done that. Yeah.
Or just
hot
glue it on the day of, whatever.
Exactly. No, the first time I wore Venus, I had painted character shoes and I made like a little fabric strip to go over them to just give it a little bit more of a significant ankle strap.
Just do like a ribbon around their ankle and then like let it be separate from their shoes so it doesn't hurt.
Yeah, totally.
Once it starts pulling, that's when it might rip.
Yeah. Oh, very really smart indeed. Yeah, so that's how I made this costume in a nutshell. If you guys have more questions, I would be happy to address them if you want to hit me up on Twitter or whatever. Of course, a big part of any anime cosplay, particularly with Sailor Moon, is everybody's very unique and recognizable hairstyles. And since Elena knows a lot more about wigs than me, I'm going to let her talk to you guys a little more about wigs.
Sure. So Sailor Moon's wig is pretty iconic. There are a couple different ways that you can go about it. You can buy one that is pre-made out of the bag, but when we were talking about how different wigs have different kind of shapes and the different incarnations, they were kind of yellowy in some, and then the more film ones were more actual blonde.
Yellow.
The ones that you buy are going to be like this. They're going to be very, very yellow, and they're also not going to have kind of the right bangs. They're going to be very straight across. So I do recommend making your own just because it's pretty easy and really doesn't cost that much. So a couple different ways that you can go about it. I would say first, you want to buy any sort of wig that already has pigtails in it. It doesn't matter if they're high or they're low because you can brush them up and you can readjust the hair bands. But you want the back to have that divisive line. And if you get one that just has straight across wefts are like the little elasticy things that the hair is stuck on that kind of look like bra straps, like tiny ones.
The weavy part.
Yeah, the weavy part.
Exactly.
We are professionals.
Exactly. Yes. We use very technical terms here at the Cosplay Coach.
Yeah, like weeby part and thingamabob and whatnot.
Trek. I did it.
It's yeah, the track. The thing there you go. Called, the yeah. weft. Yeah.
The weft is the... Which one's the weft? Which one's
the weft is the one that is that the hair is attached to. That's yeah, like okay. in the strips. Oh, okay. So that's the one that if you get a different wig that's going to have vertical wefts, then when you make it horizontal to part it in the back, it's going to look like a crazy person. It's not going to work. So a couple different things you can do. I think we have a picture. The Lolita wig is everybody goes for that one. Mm-hmm. But really, any of these, even if you just want to get a cheap Cindy Brady wig... We have another picture that this is literally just the cheapest of the cheap that you can get. It's pretty rough. Don't worry. It's a basis.
The model is worse than the wig.
It's a basis. You'll style off of it. Like, you can get just, it can look rough. Uh-huh. It can look rough totally. To begin with. The best, though, is going to be the Arda Chibi wig because this is always just a great one to kind of go off of.
Yeah, and Arda actually has a tutorial on their website about using this wig to style a Sailor Moon wig.
Because they have a lot of the pieces that you need that are all in the right color.
Yeah.
And so matching color is kind of the most difficult part with this. But you can really use any wig as long as you get all of the hair to match. Yeah. And then it's cohesive. Now, one thing that you can do if you can't find one that is pigtails and you want to use another one, you can crisscross the back. But you're going to want to make sure that you have hair on the very bottom weft that's coming from the bottom. Mm. Or you're going to see the elastic at the bottom. Yeah. Which is going to make it weird, but you can, it takes a while, but you can crisscross so that it'll kind of hide.
It's pretty.
It does look really pretty.
It looks time consuming, though.
Yeah, it's very time consuming.
Time consuming.
And really unnecessary when you can buy a super cheap wig that already has the pigtails in it. So once you do that, you're going to want to put it on your own head so that you can mark where you want the bangs to fall so that you can cut them. A lot of people make the mistake of cutting just looking at the wig on a wig head.
Which are smaller than human heads. And
they are smaller than human heads.
I've had mine out to make it human-sized head, but it's hard to tell. You still see the tiny face, and you're like, wait, how big is this?
Yeah. I like with mine, I literally just put it on my head, and with the lighter wigs, I just take a Sharpie and kind of mark right below where I want to cut. Then you cut the Sharpie line off, so you don't ever see it. So you just cut right, or you just draw right below where you want it.
I did something today.
No. Boom, there you go. And then you can cut it and style it on your own head so then it, you know that it'll fit your face and be kind of more custom to you.
Cool.
And then you are just going to take the ponytails, put them wherever you want them, and reinforce with another hair tie. Put another hair tie maybe about an inch away from that one and just cut right in between them. So it makes... Another fancy term, nubbins. I don't know what else it makes
nubbins.
Me think of.
Little thingamabobs on your head.
The nubbins. So it makes just nubbins. like little nubbins. So it cuts
like
off.
Like little Shrek ears.
Yeah. Like just little straight out Shrek ears. That's exactly what they look like.
Yeah.
And then just use some hot glue. You can use caulking. You can use E6000, my personal favorite.
Yeah.
Because I've never burned myself with it. and then you just secure the ends with that. And then all you have to do, get matching ponytails. You can either get the clip, one big clip in. Some people do this and then cut it. Just make sure that you do cut on the weft so that it doesn't fall apart.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I recommend, because I like thicker wigs anyway.
Yeah.
So I get two. And you just will take the actual clip portion of the ponytail out.
Yep.
That's what I do.
Yeah, that's what I do.
This is a Miku wig, actually, and I just took
because
it comes with the clips already, and then like a short bob wig, you just take it off, and you already have, it's cheap, it's like $10 for all of it together.
Oh, that's awesome.
And you have it in every single color, so I just
love those. Yeah. Like, anytime that you can use, like, the clippies,
it's
awesome.
It's pretty much a one use. I mean, like, it gets so, you can see how tangled this is. This is, like, two times and more than this, or three times maybe now, so, like,
soak it in fabric softener. It'll smooth it all out.
Yeah, but it's like $10. I guess buy that.
That's true.
Hey, look at this laziness level over here.
We've talked about don't do work if it's only going to cost you $8 to $10 to not do work.
Whatever your level is, it gets higher. The money amount gets higher as you get older.
Yeah.
So you'll just take that out. You'll tie it on. Mm-hmm. You'll want to sew it, too, to make sure that it actually stays in. Some people just clip things. I always recommend going back and sewing it.
Sewing, yeah.
And then you'll cover the nubbins and the little hair. I'm just going to keep calling them nubbins.
Nubbins. Little Shrek ears.
Yeah, your little Shrek ear nubbins. And my southern came out just then. You're welcome. And the ponytail part with buns. And you can do a couple different ones. You can get pre-made clip-in buns. Like you see here, you'll just take the little combs out.
What? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, boom.
I keep learning.
Yeah, and then there's the cool thing about this is that there are a few different kind of bun types. So we've got some pictures, I think, that we can run through. So if you want to have, like, fancy, that's already made.
It's all fancy.
It's
a Serenity ship.
Yeah, see, like, you can pick, like, different kinds that you want, if you want it to be kind of more the basket weave kind. AliExpress also has a ton of these for really cheap.
We're just throwing things here, guys.
We're excited about wigs.
Yeah, Michelle got so excited about clipping buns that...
Just throw them at them.
Yeah.
And then AliExpress just has a whole bunch of these really nice, cheap ones. The only thing about ordering online is that it's kind of hard to match color. So I kind of recommend, instead of purchasing online... Unless you're going to get just one piece online, either the wig or the hair or the buns, and then match everything else to it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So whichever one's going to be the cheapest, normally it's the wig. And then
I did today. So I have what you just said. You take the clip out and you have like the two extensions that it has kind of like, it's almost like it looks like it has a little cup in it. But it has like a elastic-y around it. So I just tied that around my, so I attached it to my like a bun inside. And then I just got another elastic and just put it over here to make it bun-like. Mm. Super lazy. You can tell they're super messy, but, like...
It works.
I didn't have to find the bun cover.
And it gives the idea.
Exactly.
The cool thing about the bun covers, too, is if you do want to use your own hair, and because the ponytails do come with the little elastic tie, so you can just retie it instead of sewing it into a wig if you want. You can just clip the bun covers on top, too, if you already have them.
Especially if you have blonde hair already, like...
Yeah.
Because if it's like slightly darker, you're not really going to see it. You're really going to see the front of the bangs. So real quick, this whole situation here was just for a photo shoot. So that's why, like, head on, it looks like I'm wearing a wig. But if you look like this, it's just a bang part. The headband, there it is.
Yeah, girl.
It's just a bang.
I love clip-in bangs. I love them.
It's not even a clip. It's just some bobby pins are, like, making it stay there. Yeah, this is, like, super, this is lazy time. So I just cut it off the front of that Miku wig I just said.
Because
it's like a short bob wig. It doesn't have a part or anything.
Oh, I gotcha.
Like, screw this. So I just cut out the front, put my own hair in, you know. So if I had, like, blondish hair and I had a blonde center wig, that would probably be way easier.
It's so much fun. If you can get cheap wigs, if you just find some, I always just get them because even if you don't use the whole wig, you can typically cut
pieces of it.
Yeah, and it ends up being awesome. So
I just had like 3 wigs delivered to my house that were $10 each. So
that is amazing, and I am going on that eBay page.
We live in a gilded age, guys.
Back
in the day, we really only had the Manny Panic wigs, and that was sad.
Yeah!
That was some sad business.
No, that's, I mean, basically what Michelle is referring to is like, this was your option.
Yeah.
Yeah, they had It was like you had 2 yellows and like weird, like the bang. Why do they start the bang so low on the head? They're like here,
I don't know.
And they go like poof, like over your eyebrows, like this.
Yeah, when it's
you
so
wear
weird.
these wigs in particular, they're also really heavy. The ball portion that's on it, so you have to just pin all over, and it gets to be kind of uncomfortable. So that's another reason that I kind of like styling your own, is because you don't have to worry about all the added weight, because this is literally just this ponytail circled and wrapped over and over and over, so it's really heavy. And I'm just...
Yeah, the Sailor Mars with the Star One is trying to go with you.
I'll take it. Then to do the buns, you can... Sometimes they're going to be too big, so you just kind of twirl the inside to make it a little smaller. Yeah. And then just hot glue E6000, glue it right on the top, or you can sew it into, I always do recommend sewing it in, using bobby pins to just hold it in place. Or if you really want the cool, really circular, 3D, spherical anime look, you can make your own bun covers by hollowing out styrofoam balls.
Mm.
You just get 2 styrofoam balls about yay big. You'll put a hole about nickel-sized in one side of it, and then the other hole you'll hollow out. It'll be a little bit bigger than a $0.50. Then just take the... Yeah.
Oh, I'm learning more things.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Tell me more, mistress.
Now, this is if you can't find bun covers, too, that are the same color. So you can use the same hair from the clip-ins. I love this. If you wanted to, if you wanted to do hearts, or if you wanted to do a shape, you could do it the same way.
It's a serious business.
And then you just take the hair and you'll glue it into the small part, and then just pull over, glue underneath, trim it, and then use the leftover hair to go right over where you see the little center divot. like the little donut part in the center.
Interesting.
Just use a couple pieces to go over it. Oh. And then you have a really lightweight styrofoam ball.
You can even just glue the little charm directly onto it.
You can glue the charm directly on. You can if you want to make little hair clippy charms, you can do that too. This one actually came with the pre-bag one. But
oh, that's hilarious.
Yeah. So you just literally can glue... I say literally a lot. just glue.
Yeah. And we learned anything from Elena. She likes the word literally and she likes glue. But she also recommends sewing.
Yes. I like doing both. Attaching all the things so that they don't fall off and you don't feel silly. and then you can either glue or sew a little charm right to it. You can clip them in so that if you wanted to clip them into your own hair later on, you could. Or you can just glue directly onto it. Now, do note, though, that if you do the one with the styrofoam balls, that is going to take a very long time because you're going to want to use tiny, tiny sections at a time to glue, and you're going to want to be careful that you don't get the glue on the top so that it doesn't get tacky and look like it's got glue on it.
Would you recommend, once you're finished, sealing it in some way? Like, I see people who do the crazy Dragon Ball Z hair, and they use, like, glue and stuff, but would you recommend putting anything in here?
I normally just say hairspray to smooth everything, for this one especially, because it'll be kind of so glued, and then you'll want the loose parts kind of more loose. Mm-hmm. With the bangs, you'll want to curl them. If you have heat-resistant wig or real hair wig, you can use curling iron on low heat. If you're going to use a cheap plastic wig, like I recommend, just use styrofoam rollers and do them in about 3 layers. So that way, it'll give it more of volume and more of the poof. Because if you do all one layer, it's not going to give you the right curl.
Yeah. It's just going to look like...
Easy enough.
Wigs, wigs in a nutshell, according to Elena.
I'm still going to spell your name.
Sailor Moon wig.
Yay!
If you've got lots of time, you can watch Sailor Moon and then make little hairballs.
While you're working on it. Because now you can marathon so much of it on the Hulu.
Fun options, y'all. Hashtag
the Hulu.
Unless you're in Canada. Oh, sad times.
Oh, they don't have it?
Yeah, they don't have Hulu in Canada. Oh, mate. It's a whole thing, guys. Get on Twitter.
Whew. Scary.
Nah,
they got everything else going.
Yeah,
it's bad.
Canada was so awesome until just now.
I know. Well, Canada dubbed Sailor Moon in the first place. Yeah. Yep, but no Sailor Moon. Mm-hmm. So, in addition to your sort of more traditional Sailor Moon styles, there are a lot of variations on Sailor Moon costumes based on fan art and other things. Michelle is quite the connoisseur of this.
It's like a weird addiction. Like, it started with one thing and now I just keep doing it. I gotta stop. Yeah. We're the one trick pony.
So these are Sailor Moon cheerleaders.
Yeah, this was an original idea, not based off any artwork.
Yeah.
So this is my idea. I had it when I woke up one day, and I was like, oh, we should do cheerleaders, because we just buy everything. See, this is how lazy I am. We'll
just buy everything.
The letters we can just buy off Etsy, someone who made them, and then you just can order every color of uniforms because cheerleaders on Amazon.
Yeah, because cheerleaders, why not? Yeah.
And then we just, the little insignias are just felt that we backed with white felt. And,
awesome.
Nice.
We actually made the pom-poms out of, you can find tons of tutorials, just go, DIY pom-poms, but it's just tablecloths you get from the plastic tablecloths from Party City. So we got like one pack each of, you know, whoever, of each white and then the color we needed and then just cut and tie. It's just like mask. It's just a packing tape in the middle.
Oh, that's awesome.
Awesome.
It was very sweet. Very fun.
Yeah, I mean, once again, this goes back to something I was saying previously that like or I said on a cosplay panel one time. It was never underestimate the power of a good wig, especially with Sailor Moon with the really distinctive hairstyles. It's like you put on the hairstyle and the signature color, everybody knows who you are.
Yeah. I call it like a tell. Like when people are cosplaying and they do casual cosplay, I'm like, well, make sure you have the tell, whatever it is. So like, you know, if you're Chun-Li, you need the buns and you need the white bun covers. Mm-hmm. Then you're Chun-Li. Mm-hmm. No matter what you're wearing, you're Chun-Li.
Yeah.
Or like if you're, I'm kind of thinking of Street Fighter characters right now, but like if you're Dragon Ball Z bro, you can just...
Dragon Ball Z bro!
But like I can tell it's the Dragon Ball Z, the main guy, because he's either wearing an orange gi or he's got like the spiky blonde hair, but he's not carrying a sword, because if he was, Cloud. See?
Yeah, you're right.
Tells.
Done.
But anyway, yeah, you're right. Sailor Moon is just, it's like hair and then like a moon.
Yeah.
A lot of people do like the hipster adaptations because it's easy to do. Yeah. And I love that. Like there was hipster Daenerys Targaryen that we saw at a Game of Thrones beer release party.
Totally.
And again, just the tell. She had the long
wig.
Hair and
like a
dragon.
A small, as we call them, dragons.
Dragons.
I only say go Dargan now because my friend Mandy is awesome and says it all the time. So I guess rolling into that though. So this picture is another cheerleading expired one. I just had this idea suddenly. I was like, oh, varsity jackets are really in right now. Easy to get. I'll just throw a collar on one, and then it's a Sailor Moon cheerleading jacket.
Yeah, totally.
So, did that. I just bought all the patches, sewed them on. The only thing I made was a collar. Boom, done. Everyone asked me to make them all the time, and I'm like, I don't have time for that. You can buy that. You can buy the base of that on eBay from, like, Korea for, I don't know, $15.
Amazing.
Nice. But then, yeah, so hipster stuff became out, like, you know, the mashups is so popular now. Like, I think it must have started earlier last year. A little more than a year ago.
Yeah,
so
totally.
We saw artwork from, was the next thing or not?
Yeah, it is the next
thing. Babs Tar.
Yay!
Who was really great and awesome, and now she draws Batgirl, and that happened after she made this, so I was like, I knew before she was famous. Babs, you're watching this, I love you still. She'll be at Comic-Con.
I hope you're watching. We talked about how much you love your Batgirl comic on our DC Women episode.
So she made just this artwork, and as she was drawing it, she was showing, like, sections, and we were like, oh my god, this is the most amazing thing. This is before the reboot. So we're like, okay, let's do this. Let's get everyone together. And this inspired my birthday theme 2 years ago. We had a Moon Bitches birthday for me where everyone got a party bus and then everyone dressed like hipster or gangster.
Oh my god, I love people. It.
And then we cosplayed this specifically, which I think is the next photo. Me and my friends got together and our amazing talented photographer Greg DiStefano, who is also Meredith's boyfriend.
Yes, he's great.
Here. Yeah, he's amazing. With me and my friends. So it's just really easy. But again, hair. This is basically hair.
Yeah.
Hair in some colors.
Yeah. And you pinned a bunch of stuff onto your vest.
Yeah. You can't, like, even see many of the pictures, but it's catching on all my hair, which is great. But it says, like, destroy the Negaverse and Moon Bitches, and this is, like, Moon Punisher, and there's, like, a... Hold on. Let me turn around.
Yeah, I like the back of it.
So I just, like, got into Illustrator and vectored it and then printed it out on, like, a vinyl.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And sewed it down.
Perfect.
So, yeah, none of this fabric nonsense.
It's so good.
Yeah.
Yeah. And again, like, it's going back to that whole thing of, like, having the tell, you know what I mean? So it's like, if you have that defining characteristic, people know who you are, and you add all these other things, and it's like, everything you have on you is, like, somewhat moon-themed, and you've got the hairstyle, so they go, cool, it's Sailor Moon.
And we changed a few things, like, Yume on the right, who's Sailor Jupiter, put, like, the green streaks in her hair, even though Sailor Jupiter has brown hair, to make it more, like, cool.
Yeah.
I love all these babies. They're all my friends.
And then,
because I'm so upset, oh, here's the finish. Yeah, so Yume also did all of this CG, which I didn't know she could do until she started doing it. And it's amazing. Like, I really like that. Wallpaper forever.
That's
me.
Yay!
It's the bottom part of my outfit that you can't see them sitting down. So yeah, we did this, and then everyone's like, oh, okay, you guys done doing Sailor Moon now? And I'm like, nope. And then we did the cheerleading thing, and then I got engaged. This is after this.
Yeah.
And we were trying to think of a theme for the wedding, and we wanted it to be geeky, like, for sure. We were going to do, like, maybe Final Fantasy or, like, video games. We went through all these themes. Someone please do that.
I know.
It's something I still want to do, but I can't get married in. This is the one we spent all the money.
I don't
want to
get married. Can I just have the party? Like,
and everyone can go. Yeah. So, I know, now with the budget, we found this venue, which is all Art Deco. It's in downtown LA called the Millennium, or called the Oviatt Penthouse.
Okay.
It's not really open to the public. It's just, like, only a wedding venue.
Oh,
On top of some building that some, like, rich guy used to own and live up on the top floor.
Interesting.
And, it's on Olive, next to the Biltmore, so.
Ah.
Anyway, so we decided, okay, Art Deco, Moon and Stars is already motif, Sailor Moon, boom. And my now husband Will was like, oh, if we do it tastefully and it's not like cosplay and bright colors and rainbows, cool. And I was like, bam, Dunsky's. So
yeah, you got a good man who will let you have a Sailor Moon wedding.
So I added small details, like the dress. I like the colors and the design. I just added Sailor Moon to the embroidery. We custom made the embroidery in vector art and then put it into an embroidery machine, like a digital embroidery machine.
Oh, nice.
Still takes effing forever.
Yes.
You have to adjust the hoop 20 times. Thank you, Amy Steinberger, again, for helping with my dress. Always name dropping that girl. The moon rod I carried down the aisle with me instead of bouquet because I was like, fuck flowers, that cost too much money. The moon rod, Grant Imahara from Mythbusters, actually made it
totally,
for me.
He's
in our friend group. Yeah, he's just so sweet. And he's like, oh, it's wedding gift.
Yeah.
Oh, Grant.
Yeah.
This is a picture of part of my train of my dress.
Okay.
So this is my super professional way of making patterns. This wasn't embroidered. I hand sequined all the stupid sequins on the skirt.
Wow.
There was just me sweatshop time. And a lot of my friends helped. They would come over my house and, like, for an hour just sit and sew and, like, listen to me, like, bitch. And yeah, that's how you did it. You just draw a picture, you put the tool on top of it, and you just start putting in little craps.
Oh, yeah.
So it's tons of little iridescent leaves, some moons, and then different shaped and different, like, some are flat and some are shimmery and some are clear round sequins.
Yeah.
It was a lot of sadness was involved.
Yeah, there's the skirt.
Oh, yeah. It's beautiful. That's me though. Just like pinning it up together and figuring out, because I made all these parts. I'm like, shit, how do they go together? I didn't really think it through.
Right.
I was like, just start, you know, making it. So I did layered like a bunch of like whites and peaches to get that color. This is some of the bodice embroidery.
Yeah.
I combined some kind of shell, iridescent shell color, like vintage pearls and crap that I found with just like also from Burger's Beads on town, basically.
Nice.
And like I did some like detailing, so the white, because the white's really white, and I didn't realize when I put it together how white it would be, so I put some pink in it like a little bit. It was fine. No one really cared. But you can see some of the embroidery. There's lots of moons.
I didn't notice until you sent me these more detailed photos. Just how many moons were in all the embroidery details.
There's like a heart and then a moon in the front. Then like all these little upside down moons and like floral in the front. And then the back is the crescent moon wand with two compacts on the left and right.
Yeah.
And then just like little hearts and moons hidden everywhere with just like gems and crap. And
awesome.
My black tears. Underneath some of the sequins.
Your tears.
Underneath some of the sequins are little bits of my blood. I'm fucking myself so much. So that's
I bet.
Yeah, and I was happy with
it. Back of the dress.
My old costume designer used to at school would say, a costume is not, or a piece is not done until you've bled
into it. I bled a lot into those.
Yeah. It makes it lucky.
I loved the tiara that you had, too.
I thought about doing a tiara, but I was like, I'm not touching my head. And like, we talked about metal on your heads earlier. So I was like, okay, Art Deco-y. So I ordered a lot of foil stamp pieces from Etsy.
Oh, okay.
And I clamped them and bent them and wired them together onto a headband and then put that moon in the middle. These I made for my bridesmaids. They are little chain star things. I saw something on Etsy that was similar, but I wanted to make them color specific.
Yeah,
and I was like, I need to make one more thing.
I got this.
So I was like, oh, I'll just make these. So I found these really great. They're actually vintage Art Deco looking stars with like little center holes to put gems in. And then I put a bunch of fucking crystals in there, and there's Yume and Mandy. They're so cute. The one who says Dargans.
I love
her tiara on.
Yeah, so those turned out really nicely. It looked very Art Deco because we made them capes too.
Yeah,
we were like, let's make capes too. We have all this time.
Yeah, the bridesmaids were very Art Deco looking.
I love it. And they also, it's hard to tell, but they had little brooches that had their sailor symbol. It lit up at night. We didn't have them on during the day, but they lit up. There's like a little LED wire that my friend Selena made. She's great. She's made them for us for fun.
So it's all so magical.
It's amazing.
Yeah, I think we have another one of all of the girls with their wands.
Yeah. Then Yumi made these. She just got Christmas ornaments for the stars.
Oh, nice.
And just like shaved off the little hangy bit and painted them and stuck them on you can get, they're like scroll rods for bar mitzvahs or something.
Oh, okay.
I don't really know what they're for, but they're at Maple Craft downtown, and they're hollow, and you can just paint them or put stuff inside of them.
Yeah.
So like one of them's here is the, these are the ribbon wands, because we put them through our rice. So we just, this is the actual thing. This comes off so you can see some glue here. We just filled it with like glitter and stars, and then this moon, they sell moons downtown. So we just
put
it together.
None
of them, only some of them came apart.
Yeah. I loved your little flower girls.
I know.
Too.
We, the only cosplay we like, even the invite's like, do not cosplay this wedding. I will kill you. It's just a wedding.
But there was some straight up cosplay amongst the flower girls.
Yeah, so they, it was just the flower girls and then the ring bearer. So
yeah,
that was cute.
Yay!
So I got married. And like it's on the internet a lot.
Yeah, and then and Michelle made a whole bunch of props for her photo booth, which we actually have on our table here.
That's what I'm wearing.
You can find these vectors online. People keep asking me to like buy this for me. I'm like, I didn't technically.
You're
make
like,
the
I didn't actually
art,
make them.
You know, and also I don't have time to be selling stuff.
Yeah,
but like Google it, print it out, put it on. It's just foam board, guys. It's just foam board. You just then. It's okay. You can do it, too. I believe in you. I believe in you people on the internet.
Yeah. Print stuff and glue it to things. That's what we have learned today.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Let me just go ahead and remind everybody that all month long we are doing our journey to Comic-Con. So we'll be taking submissions for our McCall's Cosplay Challenge. Cosplay Coach will be live at San Diego Comic-Con. Stay tuned. We'll send you some more info from that. In the background, we're running a slideshow of part of the fun of cosplaying as Sailor Moon characters is it's kind of like Pokemon. It's like you go around and try to catch them all. Mm-hmm. Marissa, you can just kind of run through those in the background as I wrap things up here. These are all photos of mine from WonderCon of myself and my friend Kelby, who just got married this weekend.
Aww.
Finding
congratulations,
other...
Congratulations, Kelby!
Yay! finding other Sailor Guardians and taking photos with them because it's fun. Yes. So for those of you that want to participate in our cosplay challenge for San Diego Comic-Con, we will be live and you can come participate in our live challenge, or you can also submit videos online. Again, remember, it is an original take on your favorite character. So send us your videos, send us your photos. We want to give you stuff because McCall's is going to give you a bunch of patterns. Huge thank you to both Shayla Valencia and the wonderful Lee Neely, who's a fan of mine. Elena's actually from the Face Off after show, for your suggestions on things to do for future episodes of Cosplay Coach. Get in touch with us if you want patterns. We will very happily send them to you. Once again, guys, this is the Cosplay Coach. Make sure that you subscribe to us on iTunes. You can also follow us at the Cosplay Coach or email us at thecosplaycoach@gmail.com. You can follow me on the internet at Emma Fife. That's EMMAFYFFE. I'm Emma Fife everywhere Emma Fifes are found. And if you guys love Sailor Moon as much as I do, you should totally listen to my Sailor Moon podcast. It's called Love and Justice.
And I'm Elena Jordan. You can find me on Twitter at Elena Jordan, A-L-A-N-A, spelled like Alana. Yeah, whatever. And then you can find me on Instagram at That Elena Jordan Girl.
I am Michelle Chubby Bunny, and you can find me at I am Chubby Bunny on Twitter, Instagram. I just got a World Cosplay site now, and a YouTube that has nothing on it. It's
nice.
Going up in the world, y'all.
Yeah. Michelle's taking over the internet. Thank you for coming back, Michelle. Ooh, you were so awesome, and for sharing all of your amazing wedding photos with us. That's so beautiful. She's very internet famous for that wedding. And thank you again to all of you for joining us, and be sure to join us live from San Diego Comic-Con next week. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of the Popcorn Talk Network or its owners or principals.